everything's running smoothly.
Oh, it sure is. Oh, it sure is. Everything's running real smoothly, because this sure can, the City Morning Show. Wow. My name's Hartzell. That's that fella right there. That fella on a Friday, that guy, that is my esteemed colleague, Peter James Jamal Solite.
Still no. Still no. Suddenly feel like I'm at Children's Mercy Park.
Trying to give a quick tease for you. Gotta get ready to go. We got March 7th. First game back at Children's Mercy Park, Sporting Kansas City.
Can't even get my line out before the first plug comes. Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. As you're waking up right now, mid-30s, mostly cloudy, but I got good news. I come bearing good news today.
Give it
should
to
be around 1, 2 o'clock. It should be in the low 50s.
50, you say?
Yes. As you get on with your Friday, it'll cool down to the high 40s, but it should be a mild night for your Friday. So
you
happy
know what that
Friday
is?
To you.
Cardigan weather.
Mm.
That's a little Cardi weather.
Mm.
I happen to be wearing a cardigan today.
Cardi hanging out with Cardi H right now.
I'm ready for this show.
Should be a good weekend,
happy
right?
Happy Friday. Should be a
hold on. Before we get on with it, let me get into our weekend forecast very quickly here.
How could we
Friday,
forget?
55 is your high,
boom.
27 is your low.
Okay.
Someone wrote into me the other day that I said the low was the high by accident, so I'm being very careful today.
Accident, yeah. Accident.
Enjoy tonight.
Accident.
Enjoy tonight. Cools down the rest of the weekend, 33 on Saturday, 23 low on Saturday, and then 28 is your high on Sunday, and 22 is your low. And I'm seeing that S word on Sunday, snow, 70% chance of snow. Which
no. I'm thinking about going to the game. I may not be going now.
Layer up.
Nah, I'm going to layer up from bed, I think. That's what I'm going to do. Arrowhead East and a half. That's Lee Summit.
Yeah.
So, there we go. I'll represent from my bunker.
Yeah, I won't be in bed. I'll be working all day. So.
Oh, no. I just picked up a shift doing something or another.
Okay. I mean, listen, if you want to come into the studio and help me out.
I actually would like to watch a game with you in studio, because I'm actually, to pull back the curtain, you know I'm at the studio a lot. I'm at
right.
that station quite a bit.
Yeah,
and
grinding, winding and grinding.
There's a certain kind of flex when you are a host in a radio station and you can just walk in the studios. Because you know when you're an intern.
Flex.
So when I show up on Sunday and I see y'all in there, I know you, we're friends.
Pals,
I feel like I can just walk in and be like, what's going on, guys?
See, we're friends at this studio.
Oh.
Once we go to that studio.
Oh, different dynamic.
Dare I say frenemies. How was your Wednesday and Thursday? Anything fun?
Very uneventful, I guess, because I can't remember anything.
Okay.
Not a whole lot. I'm still fighting this cold, but other than that, just out here. We out here grinding, baby.
Yeah.
Out here grinding.
Kind of a boring Wednesday, Thursday for me. Thank you for asking.
I wasn't done. I was going
to
sing
a
little bit.
You didn't have a lot to say.
And then ask you a question.
You didn't have a lot to say, so I'm going to move on.
I was going to sing a song.
Wednesday and Thursday is the most boring days of the week for me during football season because there's the most sound, so I'm just up to my neck in work. Now, that being said, I talked about it earlier this week, how I'm fat. I got in the gym 3 days in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is a two-year record, a two-year high streak. Still feeling pretty fat, but tell you what, we're making some progress.
Man,
somewhere
you might be, you're feeling fat, but you're looking slim.
Been eating chicken.
Yeah, are you meal prepping? That's how you know. Are you meal prepping
Listen,
yet?
I am not doing the gym guy. Look at all these chicken and rice and broccoli I've made for the week. But I'm like making my lunch and I actually put carrots and celery in a bag twice this week. I mean, so somewhat, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to go on. I'm not going to cook for an hour on Sunday for the whole week and then eat the same lunch every day. But I'm trying to eat healthier.
You scream blue cheese.
I do love blue cheese.
I see. I could just.
I can't
see,
lie.
I can see that. You scream blue cheese.
The whole point of this is that.
Blue Sween.
You don't eat. That's not.
It's the best I could do,
it's
man.
It's not
I'm
blue
just,
Sween.
Yeah, I just. I'm trying to.
The whole point is not to eat blue cheese right now. And so I'm trying to focus on. You get your one cheat meal a week, so that'll be.
Have you decided what it's going to be?
Oh, every week it'll be the peanut wings.
Our plot towards North American takeover. We're 3 weeks in now. 3 weeks on the dot. Our third week of this KC Morning Show. We're already taking over.
That's right.
We are now getting a stream, which, by the way, thank you for those who you're listening. We're now getting listened to in the U.S.
Okay.
The Canada. And the Mexico.
And the Mexico.
And the Mexico.
Not New Mexico.
No, no.
Old Mexico.
The OG Mexico.
Like that. I like that.
USMCA. You know that deal? That's us.
Here's what I will say. And this is for the couple hundred people that have been listening every day. If you can tell a friend, we appreciate it. Only if you like the show.
Yeah.
And then the rating helps. If you can go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, preferably for 5 stars, but we'll take anything. Reviews help.
Yeah, we'll take
whatever, however you listen. And then if you could tell a friend, if you really enjoy it, if it's a good way to start your weekday, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Or even hate
one
listens.
Of the three.
A hate listen is still a listen.
Right. I mean, Hartzell whoring himself out already here on a Friday. It's early in the weekend and you're whoring yourself out.
I know my role.
And and so we appreciate it. If you can do that for us, we had a fan and a listener send in
a fan
card.
We have friends on this show.
A fan and a listener and a friend.
Family even.
Send in a Cam sent in a Christmas card. If you send us in a Christmas card,
you don't
we'll
get a Christmas card. Exactly. You don't get a Christmas card if you're not family, man.
Should we send him back a Christmas card?
Yeah. Ooh, we
just
should.
You on my shoulders like you're my 6-year-old son?
Yes. At Denny's. That's what I want.
Got to get back in the gym this week and start working out a little bit more if I'm going to do that.
Peach, you got anything?
No, let's do it.
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I may not be able to top. I can't top Wednesday. That hot piece of news and information. I can't top what I did.
I had a friend reach out to me, and this is someone you don't know, so someone I only know.
Okay.
And he said, Hartzell really loves the theme songs on your show. And I said, damn right.
Sure do.
And it's why I'm not going to be able to hear when I'm 80 years old, because he pumps them up in my headphones.
I can't rap. I don't pretend to, but if we keep playing this enough times, I'm going to come up with some sick lyrics. On this fire freestyle on a Friday, because this, your news, on the KC Money Show.
No.
Ooh,
no
oh,
stop,
hold on. What is this? What is this?
Oh, no.
We've never made it this far in the band music. Hold on.
That's the last time.
Is that like...
No, stop doing that. Stop that.
Is that some operatic music in the background?
Show one smidgen of professionalism.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Quick hit before we get to your news. A follow-up hit. There's a joke there, but I'll leave it alone. Odessa. Remember we talked last week?
Yeah.
About that.
Was that pro Sheryl Crow?
That mean old Sheryl Crow. No, she was pulling for the other team.
And,
I forgot what it was now.
Right.
She sent a mean tweet to Odessa High in good fun. But Odessa ended up not only beating Sheryl Crow's alma mater, they won state. They brought it home. And I totally didn't do any. I should have done my due diligence to see what the outcome was.
Kind of sounds like this quick kid had quick research. But congratulations, Odessa, on winning state.
We went over there and we won state. Texas forever, street.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
It makes sense, Pete. It makes perfect
sense. Go Panthers.
All the timelines that we thought, the explanations, the witnesses, it's culminating. And of course, it would have to all line up on Friday the 13th.
Partisan showdown. The House Judiciary Committee debating a momentous move whether to approve 2 articles of impeachment against President Trump. The first article, abuse of power, that alleges President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine. Another clash over the second article, obstruction of Congress, that charges the president has directed the unprecedented categorical and indiscriminate defiance of subpoenas issued by the House of Representatives.
Do we want a dictator? No matter how popular he may be, no matter how good or bad the results of his policies may be, no president is supposed to be a dictator in the United States.
I think that's a really beautiful argument. I think you should make it in court.
After more than 15 hours of discussion, the committee adjourned until 10 in the morning. That's when they'll vote. Both articles are expected to pass strictly on party lines. Then next week, it goes to the full House.
So that's 10. That's 10 a.m. today, this morning, if you're listening here on a Friday on December 13th. Over 15 hours, I watched
Just about all of it.
You did?
Give or take a couple minutes. I took off a little bit. I got off early. I may have pre-recorded in certain parts of my show. Listen, man, Christmas happens once a year. Impeachment happens just once a generation.
People are upset about the Irishman. And you're watching a 15-hour
impeachment. I'm over here doing 15.
Impeachment.
Irishman ain't got nothing on me. Get at me, Scorsese.
Scorsese.
What? Close enough. Tie goes the runner. The House Judiciary Committee debated amendments to the Article of Impeachment. So, yes. So, articles were introduced. You know, introduce amendments to the amendments. It's all how you get this process going. And while all this was happening, again, 15 hours of debate in the House, Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, and President Trump's legal team, they met to discuss potential proceedings in the Senate for the Senate trial that, of course, would happen after the president is likely impeached next week. They're going to vote on these articles today, Pete. Gets it out of committee. Full vote, like I said, perhaps next week to impeach the president. But fireworks yesterday. Some sick burns, like some sick burns, including my man Hank Johnson, just ethers Matt Gaetz out of Florida. And if you
better be good.
And for someone who just can't stand Matt Gaetz, this is just. And even if you do, just someone who appreciates again a sick burn, this is so satisfying.
But it's a little hard to believe that Burisma hired Hunter Biden to resolve their international disputes when he could not resolve his own dispute with Hertz rental car over leaving cocaine and a crack pipe in the car.
I would say that the pot calling the kettle black is not something that we should do. I don't know what members, if any, have had any problems with substance abuse, been busted in DUI. I don't know. But if I did, I wouldn't raise it.
That is some tasty tea. Hank Johnson, obviously subtly poking to the fact that Matt Gaetz, who was criticizing Hunter Biden,
right,
the son of Joe Biden, criticizing his drug abuses,
yeah, going
and
low.
Vices. Oh, he went low. That's what Matt Gaetz does. He's the biggest of tools. And so, of course, Hank Johnson poking fun that Matt Gaetz himself. Look up that mugshot, that DUI, which is absolutely a thing from Matt Gaetz. So, yes, the pot 100% calling the kettle black.
If you do anything in the public forum, if you got to avoid the mugshot at all costs.
Receipts, baby. Receipts, baby.
Because if you want to hold an opinion.
I smiled in mine, so I got nothing to worry about.
This is Twitter. People will find that and post it on anything you tweet.
We'll see who gets their ass chewed out today.
What kind of timetable? Very quickly here.
Yeah.
What kind of timetable were we working with? Because you watched this thing for 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In one sentence or two sentences, what was really accomplished in the 15 hour?
Big picture, this is for history. Like, I think the Democrats would say this isn't going to happen. He's not going to be removed from office in the Senate. Although I wish people would quit saying that, because there's still witnesses like Mick Mulvaney, who is the chief of staff, and John Bolton. I don't want to get in the weeds of this, but there's absolutely people that could still testify.
Just ignore the one to two sentences.
Yeah, I know it's one and two sentences. It's a run-on sentence. I apologize. So today,
a lot of M dashes.
Yeah, voting on the articles to get out of the committee. They got done at 11 last night, or I guess midnight on the East Coast. So
talking about voting, man, not a game.
Not a game. Not a game.
Voting, man.
So everyone keeps saying before Christmas. We'll find out. Hot news out of Kansas City. I feel like, and granted, we have things we got to work on, as any major town does.
That's right.
But a lot of wins being picked up recently.
Victories.
A lot of victories, right? Celebrate the victories.
In a 12-1 vote, City Council passed their Bill of Rights.
Kansas City City Council approved a monumental tenants' rights package that supporters say will level the playing field between renters and landlords.
We just made history.
This community will be seen as human beings.
The grassroots KC Tenants Group has been working on this Bill of Rights for months. This package will establish a tenant advocate division and protect tenants from discrimination, including eviction history.
The division of the tenant advocate gives them a middle ground, someone who knows those laws and can help protect us and give us those protections and stand for us.
Some landlord groups are still opposed.
We've had a lot of landlords tell us that as long as you're doing good business, this doesn't hurt you.
The measure puts some conditions on how landlords can handle a prospective tenant's rental payment history, but it does bar landlords from denying renters who have a criminal record based only on that basis alone. About half of Kansas City's residents rent their homes. I didn't realize that until I pulled that stat. I knew it was high, but I didn't know it was half of us. Mayor Q on Twitter says that our community, our entire community, should be proud of these policies and what they will mean for the 49% of Kansas Cityans who are renters from Tar, and I can't pronounce her last name, and I know I'm going to butcher it, so I apologize, but Tar Raghuver? Raghuvier? I apologize. She is the director of KC Tenants and the KC Eviction Projects. Again, I'm so sorry for butchering your name, but she says, for working parents, for tenants today, for working parents, for poor folks, for people experiencing homelessness, this is a critical step towards ensuring that this city is a place where we all belong for years into the future. Good job, friends. Well done. I love all that.
Obviously, this will help with homelessness, right? Is there a scenario where at least the landlord can check like background history?
Right,
it does seem like vague. I mean, I don't know a ton about it, but it does seem like a little unfair. You know what I mean? Unless it's like you don't want necessarily renting to a felon.
Like she said, a lot of renters were saying that if we're making money, what's the problem? And so many renters are. I mean, they're fly-by-night landlords.
Sure.
They're remote landlords who don't even live in town.
Right.
So they did do some amendments to these petitions. They did work. Remember last week I said they were working in good faith, which was great. They had a lot of awesome dialogue from what I can tell. They made concessions. So, yes.
That's good.
You can't just solely base evictions or, you know, prospective renters based on, like, felonies or convictions. There's other things involved with that.
Gotcha.
You have to have other reasonings. Hopefully some good news for our friends out of KCK. With news like this, you can bring hopefully a little peace to those who were involved.
An accused killer off the streets. He was wanted for the mass murder at a KCK bar.
You know, it means a lot. You know, we're able to, you know, able to sit back here, you know, with a little bit of relief on it, knowing that he's not out there no more.
Police captured the now 30-year-old suspect in Mexico Wednesday after being on the run for more than 2 months. Law enforcement did come close to arresting Villanueva Morales hours after the shooting that killed four people. According to this federal affidavit, Villanueva Morales left the Kansas City area on a Greyhound bus headed to Dallas. The FBI tracked his phone along the I-35 corridor and alerted Dallas police to intercept that bus. But despite arriving an hour late, Dallas police reported they missed the arrival of the bus by 15 minutes, allowing Villanueva Morales to leave the bus station.
That's like a movie, man. It's like a bad, KC remix of like The Italian Job.
So I had a friend of a friend visit town recently.
Yeah.
And they basically, and it's a detective from the NYPD. And so they were just in town visiting Kansas City. Loves Kansas City, by the way. Everyone who visits loves it.
As they should.
And he essentially said the police, if they have a warrant, could track your phone. So these guys that are on the run, I mean, you are silly if you are keeping your phone on you. What he said is once the police start tracking it, and I was asking him questions all weekend because I'm just fascinated by this stuff. He's like, if you're really on the run, you should tape your phone in a charged place. So charge it to like a train and leave it in that train because it starts to drain your phone. So like a lot of times the police will start tracking the phone. Smart criminals realize, oh, they're tracking it, and they like throw it out, and then they realize, oh, they realize we're being tracked. The smart thing to do is to connect it to power and send that thing to Canada, because then the police will show up in Canada. Meanwhile, you are gone. It's wild. I mean, I don't want to necessarily help criminals.
Seriously, what are you doing? I have to now pull all this audio. I feel like I gotta beat all this now. I'm just gonna do a huge
Like, I couldn't believe that.
When you think about all the miles, and they're only 15 minutes from catching that guy. The second suspect in the KCK bar shooting that killed four people and injured five, arrested on Thursday. That unfortunate, terrible incident took place October 6th after a disagreement at the bar.
I woke up that morning. My mom had called me. She's like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't even realize what happened. And then she was like, okay, you can go back to bed. So it's just like scary situation.
I mean, national news. I heard it for the first time on whatever, was it CNN? It was one of the major networks. It was a cable news site. I hate now, and you know, maybe we should all have been doing this before. I hate thinking that, but I hate now that when you walk into places like that, the first thing I do is look for the exit.
Me too.
You know, I hate
was talking
that.
About this the other
I
day.
I hate that.
I was talking about this.
That's
the
a
other
panic
day.
Attack for me. I don't need that.
Especially like in mass events.
Yeah.
Like you always sort of I never felt this way, and it reminded me. The closest it reminded me is like living in New York in 9/11.
Yeah. Oh my God! I didn't even think about asking that question.
After 9/11, you started like looking up and being like, "Well, damn, that plane's low."
Yeah.
And like just stuff you've never noticed before. And same thing now. I think with all of these mass shootings being so random, I am constantly like looking. Okay, how close should I sit to the door? Is there an exit?
Oh, that sucks, man.
But it's true.
Yeah,
I mean, I do it every.
That's the reality.
I've been doing it in public now, and it's like, it sucks. But that's, you know, as our friend, what is it, Childish Gambino? This is America now, so you have to be careful.
We gotta let's go change the world. That's what we gotta do. We gotta go fix some things. You may, and I say you because you are an elitist. I don't have the luxury of taking a certain blue and yellow van while I'm at the airport. You know, Super Shuttle?
Mm.
Super Shuttle is an airport transportation service that provides passengers with easy rides to and from...
Spoiler, it was a transportation service. Okay, continue.
From the airport. We'll be there for you on your schedule.
No, they won't, because they're going out of business. That's a lie. Gotta pull that audio plug. Super Shuttle, the long-running airport shuttle service with the distinctive blue and yellow vans, going out of business at the end of the year. Again, I never got a chance to take these because I couldn't afford it. But airports were notified this week that Super Shuttle and the sister sedan service. God, the alliterations on that line. Whew. Super Shuttle sister sedan service. That ExecuCar, that's also ceasing operations on December 31st. And a quote.
I got a biscuit. I got a box of biscuit and a biscuit mixer. Tongue twister.
Oh, I was like, what? What's happening?
I got a biscuit. I got a box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit mixer.
I can put on the news intro if you want to rap real quick. I can put that beat back on.
No, no, no. You continue. I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
I had to get that out of my bones.
This is a quote from Super Shuttle General Manager. I guess he's looking for a job too. Alan Gildersleeve. We can look together. Unfortunately, our parent company has decided to cease Super Shuttle and ExecuCar operations nationwide effective 12/31. So we will not be continuing our service agreement into 2020. Okay, facts only. That was just
Alan,
straight
Alan,
as it is.
You said Alan Gildersleeve?
Uh-huh.
Hopefully he has a new job up his sleeve. Am I right?
I thought you were going to go with an Alan Gildersleeve, but you left that one hanging out.
I don't want to compare myself to Super Shuttle guy.
You left that one just hanging out there.
Good luck, Alan.
Speaking of hanging, I should probably rephrase that. Speaking of hanging dong, that's a better way to phrase that.
Really, on a Friday.
Out of Lenexa.
Santa's going to see more than a chimney on the roof of one Lenexa home when he flies in on his sleigh.
What do you think it looks like?
Well, it looks like a... giant lit up.
You know, a man's private parts. Questions surrounded the monstrosity sitting on this roof formed by 60 feet of lights.
Neighborhood's kind of like vibes kind of gone down because everyone's kind of uptight, so it's more of kind of an orneriness.
We ask the creator, 24-year-old Shelby Gash, what is it?
A giant glowing. Because people are stopping in the middle of the night, taking photos and laughing. People think it's so much fun. I think there's a lot more laughter than it's bringing out anything uncomfortable, you know.
shut that sound up. This is a family show.
No, I mean it's local. It's Lenexa.
So what? She has a light up Christmas.
It is it's 60 feet of light shaped in the image of a big old.
Oh my God.
Her name is Shelby Gash. She is 24 years old. I want to take this a different direction. I want to take this a whole different spin because to finish the rest of that story, Shelby has since taken down the lights, which is so upsetting.
She's taken down the...
Here's the thing.
What's up?
There's quotes of people saying how this is inappropriate and how it's, sure. You know, the joke is ran out, all that.
Right.
You know what? You know what a joke is?
What's that?
Our social norms.
Oh, here we go.
That's the joke. Because you know what? We don't say a damn thing about the beautiful female form, of which it is, of course, immaculate and gorgeous. Way better than anything we're working with. But that being said, you can have Victoria's Secret shows with the voluptuous bosomed gal. They
canceled that this year, but
they did, you know, so this isn't great for my example. But in the past, it was a tradition of showing highlighting. Well, you know what? Where's the phallic icon? Why can't I hang dong and show it and be proud of it?
There's nothing stopping you. It's besides your neighbors, apparently.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if we can put the Megan Foxes and the Kate Uptons, the Ariana Grandes, the Tyra Bankses. If we can put them on a pedestal, what about Titus Winston?
Right.
You know who that is?
Yep. Nope.
My
Oh, goodness. That's the name of your penis.
Yeah. How about we have a conversation? How about we show him off a little bit? Mm. So Shelby Gash, age 24, Patriot.
Penis Patriot.
Finally, we had a long bit of the news. I'm sorry. I'll make this quick. We have a concert announcement. Pete, you looked at the show sheet. Can you vamp for me as I find this song real quick?
Yeah, just a little taken aback, trying to recover right now from the light up penis story. I am okay with it, I guess. I don't have any opinion on it.
This is the vamp you give me? That's the vamp you want to give? Was
Wish you a merry penis.
All right. That was really good. My concert announcement, my radio station of which I am currently employed, hashtag still here and stuff. Pending as always. 96.5 The Buzz presents Third Eye Blind. It is the Screamer Tour. That's right. In the year of our Lord 2019, some of y'all may not know this. Third Eye Blind still doing things.
Good for them.
And stuff. In fact, the new records. It's really not the worst.
That it's not show, the worst. I think they love that review, I'm sure. Yeah. We worked for a year on this record, and we got Hartzell's review, and let's see here. Okay, not the worst. 2.5 stars. Okay.
Man. That's all right. Those guys are assholes. I'm not going to be... Those guys
goodness.
Are complete assholes. That's going to be happening at the Uptown Theater March 20th. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock. Lots going on at 10 o'clock this morning. Mm. Get those tickets. Again, March 20th, 96.5 The Buzz. And that, Pete, that right there, Semi-Charm Life, Semi-Charm Sports with Peter Sweeney.
Forgive me, dude, but could you just step back from that news ledge, my friend, because it's time for sports. Chiefs are working through injuries as the Broncos visit Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. First in the Chiefs' last game, the win against the Patriots, Patrick Mahomes hurt his hand. Luckily, x-rays were negative. Mahomes has injured every body part this year. So on the injury report at this point, you should just put Patrick Mahomes' injured body. His entire body has been injured this year. Mahomes provided his own update on Wednesday.
I went out in these last 2 days, and so I was able to throw the football around today, and I'm excited to go out and practice and be able to spin it around there. But definitely was a little scary after the game when it was a little bit the bruised and the swelling and stuff like that. But as we've kind of done more and more treatment, the swellings went away, so I was able to throw the football and everything.
Patrick Mahomes, one of his unique traits is that he has this bazooka arm. So last game when he injured his hand,
is that on a t-shirt yet? The bazooka arm?
They call that's what Madden calls it.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's like a bazooka feature.
Okay.
Not to be confused with bazookas in Kansas City. The Chiefs had to change their game plan last game because he couldn't throw down the field, but all indications from the offensive coordinator and so on say that he'll be okay on Sunday versus the Broncos. And in another injury that we're watching on the other side of the football, defensive end Frank Clark fought through illness to play against the Patriots, reportedly losing 12 pounds and taking a visit to the hospital. Yeah, he lost a whole Hartzell. After the game, he said, and I quote, after the game, he said, and I quote, right now I feel like shit, but it's nothing that can replace a win. Well, the Chiefs thought that was getting better, but somewhere along the way that changed. Clark had a bit of a relapse.
It was just kind of working through this thing, and for a bit it subsided, just a bit, and he powered through it. I mean, it's not a matter of getting him to play. We tried to actually ration the number of plays that he played, and he wanted to, like, fight somebody. You know, I mean, he wanted to be in there. So that's how he's wired. And we appreciate that. Let's go find what the problem is now.
So Clark saw a specialist, a stomach specialist, and he's missed practice the first 2 days this week, Wednesday and Thursday. But NFL Network, James Palmer, friend of the show, really just a friend of mine, Hartzell by association, is reporting there's a
never
good chance he plays Sunday. That's when a familiar face to you, Hartzell, Drew Locke, comes to town with the Denver Broncos.
Listen.
You still get a root for the Chiefs?
Of course.
Mizzou's own true son.
No. I don't look at Drew Lock as a Mizzou guy. I look at Drew Lock as a punk who to Lee Summit High School.
Oh, here we go.
And as an alum, a graduate at Lee Summit West High School, because West is the best. 2010, we're bound to win. LS West. One more time. 2010, we're bound to win. Find the beat. Can you find the beat? LS West. There we go. Yo, my name is Hart, so I went to school. I didn't wake up. I would always drool. I think that was excellent. Are we still doing sports? Keep going.
Welcome back to sports. Royals snipe a Tampa Bay Rays pitcher. Little off-season baseball news. The Kansas City Royals selected a right-handed pitcher. His name is Steven Woods Jr. from the Tampa Bay Rays farm system in the MLB's Rule 5 draft. It's a draft where if you're a young player who's been in the league for a couple of years and they're not calling you up to the majors, you can snipe these players.
Is that the Rule 5? Is that what Rule 5 says?
The 24-year-old.
What's 1 through 4 look like?
Don't even worry about it.
That's a your joke. A
lot of steroids rules. The 24-year-old was 9-3 with a 1.88 ERA in 18 games and 12 starts for the Rays' high A affiliate, the Charlotte Stone Crabs in the Florida State League.
The Stone Crabs.
Side note, you're not going to believe this. Before I started doing journalism, I worked in baseball. I actually spent the summer working for the Rays and the Charlotte Stone Crabs in Port Charlotte, Florida.
So you know this team. You're familiar with this team.
I'm familiar with the stadium. I'm familiar with the facility.
What's that mascot look like?
It is a bright blue, baby blue crab.
Okay.
And it is the minor leagues of the minor leagues. Like, I would say the median age of this town that I lived in for a summer in my early 20s was like 65.
Oh, my target demo.
The highlight of my day was going to the shopping center to get a sandwich. Hit up a grandma.
Mm-hmm. Tinder is full of Gladyses, I'll tell you that.
The ocean was nearby, but it was a dry summer. Let's just say that. On Thursday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens took care of business in a 42-21 blowout on the New York Jets. Lamar Jackson had more than 300 total yards and 5 passing touchdowns. And Jackson broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing record for a quarterback, which is huge. The Ravens win.
Couldn't believe that was ever going to get topped.
The Ravens win their second consecutive AFC North title.
And he's got games to spare, too.
Some news about the Chiefs coming from this. If it wasn't over before, Pat Mahomes ain't going back-to-back. This guy's your MVP for this year.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that wraps up sports. Quick sports today.
Did they wrap up the first seed yet? They going to bring that home?
Not yet. They wrapped up their division last night.
Cool. We are running so late on this show. I'm okay with that because it's Friday.
Let's go about 10 more minutes.
You want to go 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
I got Flicks on Friday next. Flicks on Friday. This your KC Morning Show.
That is humor. I recognize that.
The KC Morning Show.
It's humor. He recognizes that. You don't like that one either? That's Robin Williams, man. That's Good Morning Vietnam. That's Good Morning Vietnam.
They're growing on me, I will say that.
Okay. Pete's not a fan of the sweepers. It's too, what Pete would say in his elitist voice, terrestrial radio.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone that's listening knows what sweepers are. What he means is the transitions in between segments.
Yeah, you're right.
You're flexing that radio now.
You're right. Know your audience. Flicks on Friday. We talk about movies because that's what the segment says. Because
we probably don't have time to play all the sound, but why don't we just go through the movies?
Yeah, I didn't, and I even put too many knowing that we weren't going to get to all of them. I've got four of them. We're not going to do Richard Spencer because that's a bummer. That's a downer one. If you want to go see Richard Spencer, John Hamm does a thing in it. I think
you'd rather. You honestly should go see that light up penis before you go see Richard Spencer.
Let's do Jumanji.
Let's do this.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
That's not what I thought this was.
Okay, just go team.
Jumanji: The Next Level. It's a crazier, more action-packed sequel.
We're not gonna make it.
It's laugh out loud hilarious.
May I offer you cake?
No!
He's not a dessert person.
The best Jumanji yet.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
Oh,
we did it.
I love this game.
Jumanji: The Next Level. Rated PG-13.
I don't know about that. Best Jumanji yet.
Here's what I will say.
Didn't love that line.
Here's what I will say.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised at this reboot because I like you. Did you see the first one?
I didn't, and I was trying to find out if I need to watch the first one.
I like you
because I might see
was
this.
Hesitant
okay.
Because I love the original Jumanji right. with Robin Williams. We just talked about him, but this one was funny. It was good, and it makes me want to see this.
Decent. Okay.
It was. I would say as almost as entertaining as the first one, if not just as.
I love.
I'm
the
not
going
to say it was better. This one got a 68 on Rotten Tomatoes for everyone. The new
really,
one.
That's a lot higher than I thought.
It's a good little reboot. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of reboots because, like, at some point here, I would like these people in Hollywood to make new ideas. But I don't think this spoils a ton. In this reboot, it is a video game that gets them into.
Let's see here. In Jumanji, the Next Level, that's the title. The gang is back, but the game has changed, like Pete said. As they return to Jumanji to rescue one of their own, they discover that nothing is as they expect. They were wrong on that. The players will have to brave parts unknown. Parts unknown. I wonder if The Rock put that in there. Little pro wrestling nod.
Ultimate Warrior, that's where he was from.
Parts unknown. Let's see here. From deserts to snowy mountains, in order to escape the world's most dangerous game, they will brave those parts unknown. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart. I can't stand Jack Black, so you've got to make this good for me to go see it.
You don't like Jack Black?
Not a fan. School of Rock was fine.
No,
fine. If I want to hear music, I go see professionals. I go see a real show. Like,
come
I just
on, dude.
Got nothing out of that movie whatsoever. It was just, anyway. Okay, we gotta move. I was gonna do Bombshell, which I'll talk about. We won't play the audio. A revealing look inside like the most.
Well, you don't like Jack Black?
Just trash. Just garbage. Also, Tenacious D, get out.
She said, "I hate my job, but I'm gonna burn this mother down." And I was like, "You better not. You better not."
No. Bombshell is a revealing look at the most powerful and controversial media.
That looks pretty
empire.
Good.
It looks excellent. I wish we could play the audio, but we're running short. Fox News is at the heart of this film, an explosive story of the women who brought down the infamous man who created it. Rob Delaney, Margot Robbie, Connie Britton, Charlize Theron. That movie is called Bombshell. You should go see it. But if we're being real, the only thing we should be watching today, we've mentioned earlier, is this.
Hello?
Friday, the 13th.
Ah.
You may only see it once, but that will be enough. Friday, the 13th.
I didn't have to have that last part, but I felt like you needed it. Build some suspense. Jason,
you know, that would be the thing. I could tell you with almost 100% certainty I won't be watching Friday the 13th tonight.
Not a fan?
No, I am. I just, you know, I'd rather see one of these other movies.
Yeah, you better watch out, man. My man's going to get you.
He doesn't want any of this noise. Stop doing that. Freaking me out. All right, Winterfest is ongoing this weekend at Worlds of Fun, as well as everything holiday. If you want to see some of these recurring events and hear about them, we did a holiday special a few episodes back that we enjoyed, right?
Can we do another one? I think that should be a running, not joke, but maybe a joke. We should just do a bunch of holiday specials.
If we make it to the Friday after Thanksgiving with this show next year, we can do whatever you want.
Okay. I want to call it Holiday Edition.
I'll do it in a hot tub if you want.
Okay.
Do you really think we'll make it with this show?
No.
Friday after next Thanksgiving?
Best case scenario, we might Skype together and maybe record it, but let's be real, that's not going to happen. No chance.
Today at noon, $30, $60, and $90 tattoos at the Ink Parlor on Main Street in a celebration of Friday the 13th. So if you wanted to get a new tat, less than $100.
Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a
the new movie called The New Skywalker? You can get a... Saturday at 10 a.m., it's the Uptown Holiday Market in Independence from 10 to 2. Some holiday trinkets. Mm. Big trinket guy myself. Might stop by. Also on Saturday at 10 a.m., the 9th annual Santa Rampage KC Bike Ride and Pub Crawl.
Rampage.
According to the notice, there's no better way to celebrate the season and help spread cheer throughout Kansas City. We ride slow and take long stops.
Oh, I like that.
So you dress up as
cheer.
Santa, you ride a bike.
Santa rides
Apparently
slow.
Apparently you get drunk. I don't know how all these people are not getting DUIs, because you can get a drunk. You can get a DUI on a bike. All of these Santas go from filling station to Brewer Imperial.
That's a terrible idea.
To Mickey's Hideaway to spin pizza in the plaza. And then the ones who have not crashed into bushes and walls, I guess, make it to the plaza. Hartzell.
Yes?
I know you'll be all over this. Selfies with Santa on Saturday at 3, so you can put it on all your social medias.
I cannot wait.
At the Historical Society of Lee Summit and Museum. And listen to this, Hartzell. I came up with this.
Oh, did you?
No. Grab your pick with jolly old Saint Nick.
What? Oh, hold on.
I'm available
for
Side Hustle.
If you would have told me we're doing holiday stuff, I could have done that thing we did.
Oh God, here
Hold
we
on.
Go again.
Put that bed music behind us.
Oh.
Don't you God me. I had to put this. I didn't want to do this one. You made me put this together.
You feel the magic of Christmas when you hear this song.
I feel something.
Saturday at 5:30, it's the 5th annual Winter Rescue Bash benefiting Casey Pet Project, an unleashed pet rescue and adoption at Stockyards Brewing.
Hey, unleashed is where I got, that's where I got my dog.
T-shirts, hats, glassware, trivia for prizes, VIP bags, and more. Hartzell got his dog. Where'd you get it, KC Pet Project?
Unleashed.
Unleashed. Unleashed Pet Rescue, and now the dog all over the carpet. So good on.
We had to literally get the carpets removed this week because of that.
So you can have that happen for yourself.
So things are going well.
Saturday at 7, Tech 9 is at the Silverstone Eye Center's Arena. Tickets on Ticketmaster under $40 right now, so see Tech 9 for cheap. 12 Bars of Charity begins at P&L at 8 p.m. Really cool fundraiser. Tickets at 12barsofcharity.com. That's on Saturday. Today, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the Liberty Light Show 2019 at the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church in Liberty. If you have an event we need to know about, please email us at kcmorningshow.com.
Did you just direct me like a choir director?
I always wanted to be a choir director. On Saturday at 10:30 in the morning, it's 6-3 K-State against Mississippi State on ESPNU. We're talking about basketball. Later in the day, 3:30, 8-1 Kansas hosts local UMKC at the Sprint Center. How about that?
Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
That'll be fun. Hartzell, will you be attending considering the podcast is high on the ruse?
I would love to attend if they give us tickets because me is a poor.
On Sunday at 3, 5-4 Mizzou hosts Southern Illinois on the SEC Network. And of course, burying the lead, the AFC West champion Kansas City Chiefs, of course, hosts the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday at noon. I can't talk any higher. Chiefs Broncos at noon. And that's it. Remember, it's going to chill down this weekend. Bundle up.
My vein's popping out, man. That high note vein's starting to pop out.
Enjoy your Friday.
You nailed it.
High of 55, low of 27. Or as I said the other day, a high of 27 and a low of 55 if you want to get down low in the heat.
Pete, I need you to take this weekend and just put some things together. In fact, I'll do the same thing. We'll find ourselves this weekend.
We definitely set a curse record in this episode.
Yeah, we came in real hot today,
cussing
didn't
on a Friday.
We? Yeah, you know what? And I don't care. This is a good time. I had a fun time. I had a fun Friday. We're running late today, too. So hope you enjoy your weekend. Get caught up on your KC Morning Show. What are the plugs, the socials? Pete, hit them with that.
The KC Morning Show on Instagram, KC Morning Show everywhere else, Twitter, Facebook, and the like. Again, we could use your support. So if you enjoy the show, please tell a friend. Please get them to like stuff. Please leave a rating for all my KC Morning hoes out there. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for doing this with us. It's a movement, y'all. It only takes one, and then we got a thing. And we got two right here by default. So let's go do a thing. My name's Hartzell. That is Pete Sweeney. This Yo KC Morning Show. You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do, Pete?
No.
We're going to see you in the morning.
Figured.
The KC Morning Show.